Hi, my name is Amy. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from neglect and shame. When I showed up at Regen, I was happily married and had a wonderful family. I think others would have told you I was doing great, as we were all involved here at Watermark. But I came desperate for healing. In fact, I couldn't wait to get here every week. I wanted healing more than I wanted anything. When asked about my childhood, my heart would start racing because I was scared to go there. Every week, I was flooded with emotions, yet I couldn't cry. I grew up here in Texas. My parents were alcoholics. My mom had MS and was also addicted to Valium and painkillers. My brother would become addicted to heroin. I would become addicted to people and their approval. My mom was often in too much pain or too messed up to care for us. As little kids, we had to care for her. People came in to clean our house, but there was no one to be our mom. My dad was gone a lot, but when he was home, we weren't allowed to bother him. Our home was often filled with yelling and fighting, along with verbal, emotional, and physical abuse. It wasn't safe to cry in our home, so I learned to stuff my emotions. My parents sent my brother away to a boys' home where he later began doing drugs. Growing up, my parents never spent time with me. I assumed I wasn't lovable enough. I ate alone, got ready for school alone, and watched TV alone. I would stand on a chair to reach the toaster or stove and went to doctor appointments with strangers. When I was old enough, I started playing sports, but no one came to my games. I didn't think I mattered to anyone. I just wanted someone to love me and care about me. In fifth grade, my friends and I began smoking and drinking. I stole cigarettes and liquor from my parents, and in seventh grade, the smoking turned to drugs. But then, by then, my brother was addicted to heroin and in a state facility. I was terrified of drugs because of the things I had witnessed. He was continually overdosing, arrested, or in fights. So I would get drunk while my friends got high. I just wanted an escape. I was the skinniest in middle school and was continually made fun of and spit on. Complete strangers would ask me why I was so skinny. I sincerely thought God had messed up when he made me. In seventh grade, I ended up going to camp. They told me there that God loved me and wanted a relationship with me. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe anyone loved me. But I wanted what I saw in my counselors, and I prayed a simple prayer for Jesus to come into my life. I stayed for a month, and I did not want to go home. Unfortunately, after camp, I continued drinking even harder. I drank until I passed out. I wanted to escape the pain and the loneliness. I had a filthy tongue and was involved in inappropriate relationships. Later, my brother committed suicide. I saw him afterwards before he died, but never processed what I saw with anyone. That moment would haunt me the rest of my life. Later, as an adult, my mom began pushing me away and no-showed me when she came to Dallas. When she was dying, I sat in her hospital room, but she wouldn't speak to me. I was too afraid to ask why, as I was scared of the answer. In Regen, I began to grieve my past. I began to have nightmares and flashbacks. But being in a safe place weekly, where it was normative to share hurts and struggles, was life-changing. The Lord showed me being strong and self-reliant was an idol for me. I believed the lie that I could not have value or be loved if I shared emotion or was weak. I also discovered that my views of God were twisted as I saw him through the lens of my parents. God also showed me my unbelief, not that he existed, but that he loved me. I could tell others how much Jesus loved them, but didn't believe it for myself. I spent time in the Word every day, but I still saw God as the CEO of creation and distant. I was full of pride and shame. Guilt says I've done something bad, but shame says I am bad. I was ashamed of my story and ashamed of myself. But the more I shared, the more I saw pride and shame losing its grip on me. As I asked God to show me how pride was manifested in me, he was faithful to show me it was around every corner. Shame had been a black cloud I could not get out from under. I praised God for the freedom I now experience and how he helped me with my unbelief. I was turning to people to fill the empty places in my heart, but now I'm able to rest in his unconditional love for me. If this is your first time here, know that God wants to enter into your chaos. He wants to love you. As I look back, I see God's fingerprints all over my life and how he was continually pursuing me. I praise God as the shame, the nightmares, and the flashbacks have begun to fade. I'm now excited to share my story with others. It's amazing that God has taken the very thing I wanted to bury and resurrected it into the thing I now want to be a part of for his glory. I'm still learning how to grieve my past and being secure in him alone, but I'm thankful I have a God who is a good father, who loves me and is patient with me. Psalm 40, 1 through 3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. I praise God for rescuing me. My name is Amy. I'm recovering from neglect and shame.